Well,
Got it.
okay.
Okay.
If you can't, I probably can. I think you have to allow me to do that here.
I mean,
But
everything's going on to my digital recorder successfully, so
audio,
that's, yeah.
yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. We get the, oh, that's true. You get the visual
Video.
and yeah, that's right. Okay.
For example, say the base year price of wheat was 86.6 cents per bushel. 1910 to 14 as a reference. If all the factors to produce wheat for the current year, using the March 2022 USDA PPITW index, had increased by 35.52 times, the parity price for the crop would also increase by 35.52 times $0.866 equals $30.76. Now that should be changed because we're talking about per bushel, so this number here should be per bushel. And this over here should be per bushel.
What's meant by the word factors? What's included in that?
If all the factors to produce wheat, well, that's we talked about that before when I described to you what the PPITW includes.
Let me pull up my memory about
Yeah, go ahead, yank on it.
I can't even remember what people have said to me yesterday.
Ah, well. Then we have a different sort of a problem to deal with, don't we?
Yeah, right. No kidding. We
What
went
I
into
will do, what I will do is I will stop sharing this and I will begin sharing this.
Oh, prices paid index, PPI.
See PPITW right here?
What's,
PPITW.
I
There
see
we go.
PPI, prices paid index, and what's the other part, TW?
Right here, do you see the blue part? Is this
Yeah, what's the TW for?
prices paid by farmers for commodities, services, interest, taxes, and wage rates?
So it's all their
I,
costs. Is their cost?
interest, T, taxes, W, wage rates, prices paid, interest, taxes, wage rates, PPITW. That's this number right here.
And there's all the factors listed right there.
Oh
Yeah,
my
and those
goodness.
factors of production, the production factors are feed, livestock and poultry, seeds, fertilizer, chemicals, fuel, supplies and repairs, autos and trucks, machinery, building materials, services, and rent. Now,
Well, that's very interesting.
in the new index, they'd separate out services and rent. That's why there's a bunch of NAs here under this 1910 to 14 base.
As an introductory sheet, I don't think we have room or patience for
You
our
are
readers
correct.
to read all of that.
You are correct.
Yeah, but Sue likes to get into this all the time. That's why
Well,
this,
this,
I'm
see, this
learning just
is
by reading this.
right.
I'm just,
Yeah.
you know.
We all are.
Yep. These are
Wow.
prices paid, and this is the production chunk right here. All this stuff. And then the interest is here, and the taxes are here, and the wage rate are here, and this is the Family Living Consumer Price Index, which the USDA calculates and adjusts actually from. If I scroll up here, you can see here the Consumer Price Index, and they recalculate it based on the 1982 to 84 equals 100 Bureau of Labor Statistics CPI-U. So they convert all that and they report that down here on this family living CPI line. And this is
This
a
page.
1910. Go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, this page, can you copy and send it to us?
Oh, I don't think so. I might be violating copyright. No, I'm sorry. This is page 25 of the agricultural prices for March 2024, which is the most recent issue. They'll send out a new one, I think, on Tuesday.
Is there a link that you have?
Yes.
That was in the document.
If you go to our NORM website,
Oh.
oh, sorry. If you go to our NORM website, meeting, let's see here, this share screen, this thing, share. Okay. NormEconomics.org. If you go there, you can see on our website the parity price schedule for the current month with a link to that file where I obtained the information.
Oh, great.
And
Thank you.
it's, yep.
That's really helpful.
You can just go to the NASS website if you want. But anyway, that's the PPITW index. And as you can see, the for February of 2024, instead of being, see, this says that the index was 35.52. In this most recent issue, the index for February 2024 is 3763.
Oh, the costs have gone up.
Yep.
Oh. Oh boy.
Yeah, oh boy.
Oh, boy.
By the month.
Okay, so where are we at here? Let's see. Maybe I can get
We
things.
were at the point where paragraph starts with calculation of the government loan. There
Right.
you go.
Let me get my screen sharing back in shape here. Okay, here we are. So anyway, there's the check calculation, and I put bushels in there, so that's what that is. Calculation of the government loan available on the wheat crop at 90% of that new parity price would be $0.866 per bushel times 35.52 times 90%, which equals, instead of $30.76, that's $27.68 per bushel. Instead of the actual market price, which is around $10.02 per bushel in March 2022.
I'll sell.
We can see the market price at harvest time dropped far below the expense of producing it. The parity program, the farmer could sell the crop to the government for 90% of the parity price, thus preserving the value of the crop and the dollar. Farmers would be able to cover costs, make a profit, stay in business, and purchase the equipment and supplies for next year's crop.
We want to say without debt.
Well, it's earned income.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to say without debt.
Okay.
We could certainly.
Yeah. Mike or Lee, any thoughts on that? Because we went over that in the morning several times,
I think
whether
it's good just the way it is.
leave it just the way it is.
Yeah,
Well,
that's the
it
part of the
does.
story is whether or not to go into debt.
Well, I do agree with Joe because it's,
Yeah.
The point is, well, gee, it's a loan. It's a 90% parity loan. What's the, you know, you're still drawing money into circulation on loans. And the point is, it is a non-recourse loan, meaning that the crop delivered is the sole collateral for the loan. The loaning party, in this case, the federal government, cannot take recourse towards your equipment or your land or your livestock or your stocks and bonds in a bank somewhere or your bank accounts. They cannot go after those other assets of yours because the crop is the only collateral securing the loan.
You know, well, this might sound like a parallel.
It's for the exchange, the value of the loan that the money is issued.
But to say that the farmer would not have any debt, it that does not allow for the choices the farmer might make to do something different, to buy more equipment, to expand his operation, which would engage more debt, even though it right. wouldn't relate to what we're talking about here.
Right. That's true.
I'd like to leave it like it is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Is there the concept that with the farmer deciding to take the government loan that there's no way for him to get into debt from the price he receives, because he's either going to keep the loan or sell it higher than parity, right?
Right, yes. He's either going to give up the crop for the 90% or he's going to keep the crop and sell it at least for that much to the company man, the private commerce exchange.
Right.
Or he's going to keep it himself and hope that the price improves towards parity and sell it later. In that case, he is the one responsible for the condition of the crop that he's going to sell.
So that's
once
how
he sells it. Once he sells it either to the government, then the government's responsible for the condition, or the private buyer is responsible for the condition of the crop.
Right, and
by taking possession.
Right. So that's what's meant by a floor price for the farmer.
Yes. In other words, the floor is established by the government offering to pay 90% of parity.
I
so
like
the farmer
it.
Can always get 90% of parity from the government.
At which point,
if anybody
the government
else wants
takes,
some, they got to pay at least that much and probably a penny more.
At which point, the farmer takes the government deal for 90% parity and the government takes possession of the crop.
And it is not in commerce when the government has it.
Mm-hmm.
It does not get ground into flour. It is not in commerce. It is stored. If the millers want to try and beat the price down, then they have to get their wheat from someplace else because it's not coming from the domestic market, which is why all of this has to be hooked up with the international trade position on our imports. We have to have parity tariffs.
So the government cannot sell it into commerce less
yes,
than
90%. Yes, the government can sell it into commerce. Yep.
At a less than 90% parity price?
Well, yeah, I suppose they could.
But at the point where the government takes possession of the crop, it becomes their prerogative or responsibility to sell it or keep it in reserve.
Correct.
And at that point, is the farmer released from the payback of the parity loan.
Yes. If he's, yeah, if, yep. Well, yeah, he's got to sign off on it. If he commits to the 90% parity loan, he can either maintain part of his possession of it if he wants to. I mean, he can take the money and put the money in the bank if he wants to, rather than calling it his own, instead of cashing the check, if you know what I mean. If the farmer chooses not to cash the check, the deal is that when the market price hits 100% of parity, then the loan, the 90% loan, is called. It's due. You got to pay it right now. So that's what limits the top of the market.
I think that's more detail than I need to understand as an introduction to
Yeah,
parity.
exactly. Yes.
Okay, we got a couple more before we get to the letter.
Yeah, this is how do we know current parity prices? This is just a quote, and that's, we don't need to mess with that. Other
Can
than figure
you
whether
read
it's
it
useful
though?
there.
Can you read it though?
The USDA, acting in accordance with law, each month reports prices paid by farmers for things they must buy and prices received for their commodities. And it then calculates the price that farmers would receive if they got 100% of parity. Finally, it calculates what the price of each commodity is as a percent of parity.
But that's the manipulated parity price.
No, that's, well, that's the USDA price. That's their procedure.
No, but their base period, they manipulated it every 10 years, right?
Correct. Well, it's rolling forward. Supposedly, it's rolling forward every year. For a while, they rolled it ahead every 10 years. Then they've suddenly woke up to the fact that, oh, I guess it doesn't really say that, does it? Well, they aren't the brightest bulbs. Fail for 5 years. They went through saying that the price of strawberries, fresh strawberries per pound, was $253.
Oops.
Finally, they woke up to the fact that, we got our decimal in the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's for 100 pounds. I'm sorry. What is the sound of one hand clapping?
Violence.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Next,
but anyway,
paragraph, please.
yes, questions you might want to consider. Should we depend on international traders to supply and control our food? U.S. farmers are forced to compete with lower prices globally, and other countries can sell crops below our cost of production in the U.S. Well, either way, that needs to be changed.
That's
And
good.
other countries can sell crops in the US below our cost of production.
Yeah, we missed that this morning.
This is bankrupting US family farms. There were seven.
My goodness.
Yeah.
We're getting closer to just 2 pages.
Yeah. If you go
And
to that bullet point, I like the other headline that says, "Do you really want to trust foreign countries to supply and control our food?" And the reason I like it the other way is that want to trust is a much more emotionally loaded proposition.
right, that's it. I like it that way, but Randy prefers it. He wants to stay away from
My concern is that we have too little trust now. Why should we put more emotional angst on top of the mistrust we already have?
so that we can increase the budget for the mental health parity program.
Yeah, increase the morals. They'll cover it. They'll get there.
All right, we can go with international traders. I just, wanted to make
Well, I'm not married to it, but I, you know, it's my that's my
that's
my
kind of what we
preference.
Went through this morning. We that was one of the things that we.
I'd like to calm people down, is where I'm at. I don't want to try and crank up this, if we go down to the demonstration to get our fair share of abuse.
It should have a it should have an impact the way it is. So I'm not.
Do we depend on international traders to supply and control our food? Done.
You know, so because really all it is, we're facing our perennial opponent, the English East India Company.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's more powerful than international traders.
We started off with them.
Who's going to know the East India Company?
That's why the tea wound up at Boston Harbor.
On LaSalle Street? Really?
Because it was the English East India Company. That's correct. It was their tea.
In Boston Harbor?
And they were all over the world.
Harbor. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Why is enforcing parity law still important for us today? And our own country's experience shows farm parity equals economic equity equals national prosperity. It keeps our farmers in business and more of our food homegrown. And the disparity box, and then for more information about restoring farm equity to benefit our country and what you can do, get more info at normeconomicsandmonetary.org.
So I have a question about enforcing parity laws still important for us today. What about another bullet point about less chemically laden foods or something like that?
Yeah, even a bullet point, just an additional phrase or adjective. More of our food.
Yeah. Food grown with care rather than for bucks.
Yeah.
Your ears.
I like that thought.
Or food grown for health instead of export. I don't know.
Instead of
food grown up to a quality instead of down to a price. That's
yeah,
really what
yeah. That's better. How about something like that? Sue?
I have to see it.
No? Lee? Do we need, I don't think we need another bullet point. Can't we just say more of our food? Can't you just add it on to the sentence? Because you're taking up a lot of extra space that way.
What about nutrition? Say nutrition.
We put that in a sentence up above. So quality might.
Yeah, what was that Randy said? The up and down of it?
Up to quality rather than down to a price.
Yeah.
Or food grown for quality rather than for price. I mean, they have to get a price that, a parity price, but still.
How about it allows farmers to focus more to up the quality rather than down on debt?
Farmers are
or
able.
It allows farmers to focus more on increasing quality rather than reducing
right.
debt.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's just add it on here. More of our food homegrown with high quality. Instead of cheap price.
Yeah, that's good.
So then we don't need that other bullet point, saving some space on the.
Yep. Well, that's the spacing can be worked out. We can play with font size and line spacing and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. So then the only thing, any questions or any comments on what this is compared to what you guys saw last week?
Yes,
on this one, Mac decided he wanted to focus more on economic equity, I guess you would say. So it's really not that much different.
Yeah. You know, I'm happy with something that makes sense for the average ninth grade reader in our general population.
Right.
Hopefully a good sixth grade reader could also grasp the meaning.
Don't push it, Jerry. Don't push it.
Cheap food means hungry people.
Right. So then I guess the only suggestions we would have, if any of us found any second image to replace the truck, and that I think I'm voting for putting that disparity back up at the top because it's clean. It only has two extra colors.
And it prints well in black and white.
And right. And it works with what we, the way we reframe the heading.
So where, can you say, show us where, Jerry?
This way up at the top, this square disparity thing.
Yeah, as a heading for the whole piece.
Right. On the side, off to the left. Randy, could you pull that up to the top? The document up to the, oh, you're going to do that. Oh, okay. So it would fit in there. Mac had it all measured out, but I don't know if you saw the first version that Mac had, but this disparity logo was up here. And when we first looked at it, we said, it doesn't make sense. And then we started working with these headings. And now it makes sense.
So that would replace the enforcing farm parity laws. Right?
No, that's going to be over, moved over and smooshed down a little bit.
Yeah, and I would take the enforcing farm parity law phrase out of that box because then it would fight with the disparity box.
Yes, right. Yeah.
Do I just delete this?
The box.
No. You need to copy the text out of the box.
Ah, okay. And
if it won't let you do that, then you know, just type the text in next to the. Yeah, there you go. Now you can delete the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you want the text?
Above for every dollar.
Ah.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
Why don't you let me play with that layout and see how that works?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty happy with this, and I can already see how I can fit it all on a front and back of a single sheet.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the farm down the street where I bought my bucket of strawberries, Bernie's berries. Bernie gave me permission to go down and take pictures of her fields and her produce stand and their old tractor equipment if I wanted to do that. And thereby avoid any lawsuits over copyrights.
Right.
I've got
images as well that are
okay
visible. So
I've
even got some video if you need it.
Well,
to take the video, Randy said he could take, what did you say, screenshots of a?
I can take still shots out of video and stuff like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, we've got less than 1 minute before our next segment, and I think that I've got pretty much what I need
Well, we haven't gone through your questions yet. That's what.
Yeah, did you want to stay for that or not?
Well,
it's up to you.
Yeah, it's going on.
I kind of went through it.
I know I've got family stuff here that I need to pay attention to for tonight, but can I sit in on another discussion or maybe do another day or something? Would that work?
Sure. Oh, yeah. We do this mostly every week.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go meditate on what I've on this headache that I've got from